the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone.
7 after the hour on the Doug Staff and Good Day program, Dr. Pam Popper will join Roberta and, well, I was going to say Jennifer, but Jennifer's at the National Association of Broadcasters meeting, Richie, today.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we have Heather Bachman here along with Rich, newest member of the group. We'll spread some joy and happiness and laughter in just a few moments. I was thinking of Roberta and the Queen of Cheap and all the good things that you do, Roberta, with the Queen of Cheap. It's become quite an identifier. Over the years, you have changed your stripes. We've all changed. We are not the same people that we were 20 years ago. Roberta and I were trying to figure out when, in fact, we started working together. And this comes up every once in a while. Was it 19 years ago?
And every year it seems to be getting a little bit harder to remember when that was.
That's because it was a little bit longer.
Yeah, I remember back in 1979.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, anyway, Dr. Pam Popper will join us in a few minutes, and we'll have some laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com. All right, so the story of a distraught senior citizen who phoned her doctor's office and asked, "Is it true that the medication you prescribed has to be taken for the rest of my life?" "Yes, I'm afraid so," said the doctor. Moment of silence. The senior lady replies, "I'm wondering then just how serious is my condition because this prescription is marked no refills."
No.
Mm-hmm. An older gentleman was on the operating table awaiting surgery. He insisted that his son, a very well-known surgeon, perform the operation. As he was about to get the anesthesia, he asked to speak to his son. "Yes, Dad, what is it?" "Don't be nervous, son. Do your best and just remember, if it doesn't go well, if something happens to me, your mother is going to come and live with you and your wife."
No.
The definition of aging. Eventually, you will reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. This is so true. I love to hear him say, "You don't look that old." I kind of enjoy that myself. The older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for. Our truism more than
yes.
It is. Right?
Oh, yes.
You know you're getting old when everything either dries up or leaks. When you're dissatisfied and would like to go back to youth, think of algebra. Eighth grade.
Still have never found a use for it.
Really? A plus 2 equals Y.
Why?
So A could be 3 and Y could be 5.
Then. And as I said, why?
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 It gets you, it helps your mind work. First you forget names, then you forget faces, then you forget to pull up your zipper, and it's worse when you forget to pull it down. Yes. I don't think I'm going to do the other one. Okay, I think that we've had enough of that. It's time for Dr. Pam in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
How you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
14 past the hour, Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Much of the time in this part of the program during the week is devoted to your health and well-being. And we start off on Mondays with Dr. Pam Popper, who is going to do something about my inhaling hay this weekend. I'll explain that in a second. Pam is the proprietess of the Wellness Forum. You like that? You think it's a
proprietor? It sounds very classy.
Yes. Well, it's better than proprietor because that's the male side of things, and you're obviously the female side of the species. One representatives thereof.
Well, they I'm glad you recognize that.
I have recognized that, yes, for better or for worse, and richer or in poor. So there are a lot of, in your facility there in Columbus, in that area, there are lots of farms, a lot of farmers, and there are, over the years, there have been many things that have been associated with particular types of work. For example, coal miners. For decades suffered from what they call miner's lung, I think, which was basically just all that coal dust that over the years built up. I could never, my grandfather and his family all worked in the coal mines of southern Illinois, and they all smoked like fiends, and nobody understood by the time they got to be 60 why none of them could breathe any longer. And, you know, you wonder about that, what hazards there are, and what recommendations there are to do something. Like, for example, over the weekend, I was cleaning out a hay barn, and the hay was old and really dusty. And I was, instead of using, I guess, some common sense before the fact, I didn't think about it until after the fact, because I'd never worn one of those masks, the filtration masks. I just never have on the farm. And so, but I found myself through yesterday and even this morning hacking up this brown, black, horrible stuff that got into my lungs, and one wonders, how much, with other specific types of employment, the x-ray technologist that gets exposed to too much x-ray stuff or whatever. We all are in businesses. Many of us are exposed to certain things. How do we deal with that, and not how do we not let it be the ruination of us?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that first of all, there are just some occupations that are high risk, and you mentioned, for example, being a radiation technologist, you're just going to have a higher risk than you are doing something like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But you mentioned yourself wearing a filtration mask, and I think that's something that we should be insisting that anybody that's exposed to high levels of something, whether it's dust from hay, I mean, I don't know what the toxic load is for dust from hay, but I experienced that myself one time, just scraping up carpet tiles from a basement floor. I was helping a friend who had flood damage, and I ended up with a bloody nose for like 3 days after it.
Wow.
Who would have thought? You know, but it was in a confined environment, and you know, that glue, I guess, is toxic. So I think wearing a filtration mask is something that we can we should be insisting that people do. I mean, for crying out loud, we're making people wear a seatbelt in their car for similar reasons, right? We should enforce that.
You know, it's the business about whether the state enforces it or you just educate yourself. I know better.
Well,
that's the thing.
In the case of coal miners and people that are engaged in some of these occupations, we can't assume that they know better. You and I share a lot of libertarian views, and I agree that we ought to let people figure stuff out, and I don't like state and government control and that kind of thing, but the other side of it is that assuming that a person who may not be very educated understands the risks associated with engaging in a certain occupation, you know, when it's easy enough to just say, look, we're going to require people to wear certain types of protective gear when they engage in certain types of activities, I don't know that that's an unrealistic thing or that it's overreaching.
Well, as long as it doesn't become the penalty box.
Right.
You and I both know that a lot of these things, like jaywalking, getting a ticket for jaywalking,
is
just
a
way of making money. That's all. The state is there to take your money because they want to waste more of it.
And don't we have better things to be paying attention to?
Right, exactly.
The nanny state I'm not for at all.
Yeah, and there are certain other things. We've learned over the years that certain chemicals are carcinogenic. We've learned, let's just step back a minute. The things that you cook on your barbecue grill that are you chicken or fish or burgers or whatever it is, if you leave them on there long enough, they're going to get burnt. And burning meat and then ingesting it is really bad for you.
Right.
It's
although
very,
if
very
you don't burn the meat and ingest it,
it's bad for you too.
You too.
Right. Yeah.
So we got to make sure we're picking our right battles here, teaching people to not
how about
burn the
carrots
meat before they eat.
How about
maybe
we? We're going to grill carrots. We'll grill carrots on the grill for the purposes of this.
Actually, really good
demonstration.
Vegetable kebabs, great in the summer.
Yeah, but if you burn it, that's not good for you.
Right.
The blackening,
well,
if you will.
Well, hopefully, you know, shame in this country, our taste buds are so bad. I mean, our taste for food is so terrible that we don't mind eating the burned food. I mean, you would think people would say, I don't want to eat burned food, period.
But we've made it a delicacy.
Yeah.
To a point. Burned food is a delicacy.
And buy something blackened.
Yeah. Right, that's what it is.
The difference between something that's been deliberately blackened with flavor and that sort of thing, I don't want to eat it. That's not my style, but at least there's some culinary design to the whole thing as opposed to just burning stuff on the grill and some of the terrible...
I don't know. I've made burning stuff on the grill an art form, man.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Well, remind me to bring my own food when you invite me to your house.
Dr. Pam Popper from thewellnessforum.com, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Tom Petty and his guitar.
Okay. 12-string Rickenbacker.
Is that all he ever used?
That's his main guitar, yeah. He uses other guitars, but his main guitar is a 1957 12-string Rickenbacker.
All right, so five of them, all really important guitars, have been stolen from a sound stage where the band had been rehearsing for their tour this summer. The Culver City Police Department says the theft at the Culver Studios reported that the guitars have been taken off of the stage, and the band is offering a $7,500 reward, Richie, for information leading to the return of the instruments. No questions asked. So the guitars were a blonde 1967 12-string Rickenbacker.
That's it.
His Gibson SGTV Jr., Mike Campbell's Blue Duesenberg, Ron Blair's Fender Broadcaster, and Scott Thurston's 1967 Epiphone Sheridan. So all these were used on American Girl and Don't Do Me Like That and Breakdown. All these guitars have been with them on these songs that Richie's playing now.
That Rickenbacker is probably one of the top 20 famous guitars in rock and roll history.
Right. So anyway, they're kicking off the tour in Colorado this week.
Roberta's going to see him at Jazz Fest. We'll be there the weekend she's
there. That's right. Exactly.
So I'm just wondering, how do they recreate? Are these guitars so much a part of the sound they can't recreate the sound with new guitars?
Surely you can get another 1967 12-string Rickenbacker that will be a similar sound, but you know, when I play my Stratocaster or my Telecaster or my Les Paul, and then I pick up somebody else's, my pickups are different. It's just, it's not going to be exactly the same. The feel is different. It's your guitar is your guitar, and you may be able to get close, but it's not the same.
I'm surprised it's only a $7,500 reward.
Yeah, I am
too. Who would think it's a lot
these
more?
These things would be worth a lot more.
That is, you know, these sound stages in these Hollywood sets. And there's always, I mean, that's
you can't very, very limited access.
This place.
Could be an inside job,
Yeah, this is a big Culver Studios. It's right in downtown Culver City, and there are a lot of sound stages there.
So there's
got
to be
for videos and television shows, movies, all that stuff.
And there's got to be security cameras. How do you not? How are you not able to catch this person?
Something's a little screwy.
I will tell you, I've seen him five times in concert.
Yeah.
It's like going to an Elton John, Billy Joel concert where every single song you know all the words to.
Yeah.
And it's just
kind of like going to a Bruce concert. Roberta knows all the words.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of Roberta, the queen of cheap, she has an update on her Momonomics connection. The info you can check out more in detail after she gives you a little background or at DougStefan.com.
Yeah, Momonomics. You know, if you take the word mom and you take the word economics and you put it together, you've got something called Momonomics, and that's a really good way to save money. And it's a word that's been coined by a company called Vitacost.com. Now, this Vitacost.com, they've got natural and organic foods. They've got household essentials, vitamins, and supplements. And why is it Momonomics? Because it's all at up to 50% off. And orders over $49 ship absolutely free right to your door. You save time. You save money. You get whole food products at Walmart prices. I guess you could put it that way. Momonomics. So if you go to Vitacost.com, you can very easily, Doug, take the cost out of healthy living.
All right, Roberski. In the next half hour, we go back to the study about prom spending and how much money you're spending. If you have a daughter that's going to the prom, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Copiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Heather and Rich and Doug. Jennifer is at the NAB in Las Vegas. And Roberta had to go...
A bunch of police just came running into her house. She scuffled out. Under arrest. What's going on there?
Yeah, right. Gonzo. Under arrest. Okay, so...
Good luck with it.
The things that are at DougSteffen.com always fascinate me. I am not the contributor who figures out what we are going to put there because I have a different sense. My sensitivities would lead us in a whole different direction. And so what I have is a group of people like Richie and Ken Kessler, and I guess Heather is here to save me from myself as well, so that we didn't go down streets that were not of value. You understand what I'm saying? I could find something interesting in why the... I'm looking at my barn from my studio here on the farm, and I see that there's a siding. What is that called, Richie? The siding that comes 4x8 sheets.
Cement stuff?
No. This is a plywood substance, and it's a... I was almost saying T-base, but it's not T-base, but it's something like that. At any rate, it's peeling off of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And I could probably do 4 or 5 minutes on what happens to wood when it gets old. But that may not be...
I could, too. I just resurfaced my deck this weekend.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Right? Spring and all the things.
Yeah.
One of the things about springtime, however, that may be more of interest to more people, the proms. We have proms. The queen of this... There was an old song I remember from being a kid. The queen of the senior prom. And it was pretty corny, pretty much what you'd expect from... An older song.
Can you sing a little?
No.
Oh, come
Thanks
on.
Thanks for asking. You're not going to get me into that. Thanks a lot for asking, however. You're supposed to be here to save me from myself, not create problems. The study suggesting that the average family that has a high school prom date, dresses, jewelry, nails, limo, dinner... That sort of thing. The average money teens / parents are spending on the prom date, prom night, is $1,000.
Oh, my God.
$1,000 for a high school girl. Or, I guess the same would be said for a guy, because you got to hire a tux, right?
Rent-a-tux, it's $100.
Rent-a-tux?
We've
got
the
hair.
How do you get to a grand?
The nails.
Okay, that's 65. Sure. That's another $125.
The shoes, the accessories.
$300.
Let's see here. The ticket is $80. The schools are now charging on average.
All right, that's $400.
$80 to go, okay? So that's on top of the tux and the dress. A limo, $100 an hour, right? How much do you pay for a limo?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Right? Okay.
And you have eight people chip in. So it's
then you have hotel
bucks.
Rooms after the prom. Who sends their daughter at 17 or 18 to a hotel after the prom?
I actually had a suite after my prom.
You had a suite?
I had a suite, but as
who paid for it?
My dad.
Really?
Actually, yeah. And as it came out to be, my prom date, who was also one of my best friends, was gay. So I guess that's why it was kind of
safe.
Yeah.
Did your father know that when he booked the hotel room?
Actually, at the time, none of us did.
Really?
Yeah, it made a lot of sense why my prom night was kind of like the rest of my life is right now.
I see.
Do you know how much I paid for my prom dress?
Do I want to know? This would have been, 20 years ago?
It was 1987.
1987, 25 years ago.
Yes.
Okay, 1987, the prom dress cost?
$12.99 from Filene's Basement, the original in the basement of the basement, the morning of prom.
So you went to downtown Boston, and you went to Filene's Basement, and you bought a prom dress for $12.
And it was actually a wedding dress.
Really?
Yes, that I made into a prom dress.
Did you fix it for the rest of the day? Did you work on it through the day? What did you have to do?
I did nothing to it. I did my own hair. But I got a lot of compliments. And then in later years, I cut it off into a mini dress and dyed it black, and I was Betty Boop.
Well, there you go.
Prom dress that keeps on going.
So let me get this straight. You wore a $12 wedding dress to your prom with a gay guy that you didn't know was gay yet.
And it was one of the best nights. Awesome night.
All right. So I'm looking.
That's cool.
There are several department stores that have prom sections on their websites, Richie. If you go to Macy's, what's the biggest? The Kohl's. What do we have? Target. Who are our big department stores? But who are our big department store advertisers?
You can ask Sears, Macy's,
JCPenney's. Okay.
Bloomingdale's.
So go to any one of their websites and see what they have for prom sections.
I was walking through the mall a few weeks ago, and it was big time.
$1,000.
You know, there are a lot of schools, too, who are kind of cracking down on the criteria of how your dress can be presented, how you can be presented, if it can be sleeveless, if it can be, you know, what length.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
I just searched prom dresses, and promgirl.com came up.
Yeah.
And just clicked on the most popular dress. It's by popularity.
Yeah.
A one-shoulder white gold prom dress by La Femme, number 17805. You'll look like $1 million in the 2012 prom in this formal. When you arrive wearing this shoulder white gold dress.
Who has $1,000 to spend on something like this? Seriously.
$350.
Who's got $1,000? Or even who's got $400 or $500?
Here's another one. $230.
$12.99.
Here's another one. This is cute. $298.
Sorry.
The most popular one is most expensive so far.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Did you go to your senior prom? A, yes, a wonderful memory. B, yes, waste of money. C, no, but I wish I had. D, no, and I'm glad I didn't. I'm just remembering Sandy Howell was my senior prom date. She lived across the street. She was kind of dumpy and frumpy, but very sweet. Always liked her. Always liked her sister. She didn't have a date. I didn't have a date. So it was, and we had a good time. She was fine. I mean, I don't know. I guess being as naive as I was then, I didn't know what to expect. For some people, apparently prom night is initiation night.
Not for Heather.
Not for Heather?
No.
No, but you know what I mean. Richie, was it initiation night for you?
No.
No. You'd already been there, done that?
No comment.
Uh-huh. But that's really, I think that's what it's, for many people, that's what it is.
So now, did you get her the wrist corsage, or what'd you do with the flowers? Come on.
I don't remember getting a corsage. actually. God. I think I had...
Picked up the flowers off the farm on your way out the door.
I don't believe I did
any of... Shook off the dirt from the roots.
I don't believe... Thank you for the benefit of the doubt. I don't believe that I did any of those things, frankly. I remember driving, because I had my license. I was 17 when I was a senior. I'd had my license for about a year. But she knew... I mean, we were... Like, she lived around the corner. We'd known each other since we were in elementary school.
I got a wrist corsage.
You did?
Yeah, but probably because he wanted to wear it. Yeah.
But he was going to wear it afterwards.
Right.
Perfect.
He probably put it together himself.
Yeah.
Florist.
Anyway, yeah, he's probably a florist today. I just think that there's so much... It's good to have the rites of spring presented that way. And that's really what they are. It's another way of celebrating the rites of spring. You're done with high school... Here we are. It's springtime. Whoop-de-doo. How did the idea of a prom get started? Anybody know what the history of proms are? 800-510-8255. Let us ponder that for a moment. What do you know? What do you remember about your senior prom? Did you go? With whom did you go? I'll bet you there would be people that would call us now and say that they are with the woman, the high school sweetheart. Got married, right?
I love those stories.
Yeah.
I love that.
Most of men end divorce, though. Most high school sweetheart stories end...
What a killjoy.
Or...
Good morning.
Or there are those now who are using Facebook and the like to find their old high school sweethearts. They've been married to somebody that made them miserable for 40 years. They get a divorce or the wife dies or whatever it is, and they find through social media they can make a connection. You hear those stories all the time. Somebody that they went to, I heard, matter of fact, now that I'm reaching into my brain, I remember last week or the week before hearing a story about a gentleman who was in his late 60s who had gone to the prom with a lady, and I even remember her name, I think it was Rachel, and they went to the prom, graduated from high school, lost touch with each other, liked each other a lot when they were in high school. His wife died, somehow or other his children introduced him to Facebook, he found her, bing, bang, boom, that's the story. And that has been replicated how many times since Facebook has been around? I think, how else would you find these people if it weren't for Facebook? Is there another way, really and truly? That's one of the services that Facebook really provides that's unique.
Our senior class was probably 400 people.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that I am friends with 150 of them on Facebook.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more.
I haven't even done that. How would
maybe
I do
more.
Maybe I should do that.
They come to you. I was kicking and screaming when I first created a Facebook account, and then I was so pleased with all
the
people.
Yeah, once you become friends with two or three of them, they'll have friends that you connect with, and then it just spiders out.
Domino, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there it is, food for thought. 800-510-8255 in terms of cost. Jeff is in Iron Mountain, Michigan. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning.
Morning. What's your prom story?
1978. Grew up on a farm. We didn't have anything. No money, no nothing. And my mother made my suit coat and my pants out of bright cherry red material. Just nasty looking. And I wore it so proudful because she put all that time into making.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
So who else do you remember... In terms of your high school friends, what they were wearing and what you did after the prom, 1978?
I have no recollection at all.
Is that because you were wasted at the end of the evening or what?
No, not quite.
No.
Maybe a little bit. I'm not sure.
So do you remember how much, what did the teachers look like that were supposedly, don't we always have chaperones at these? Usually the teachers are chaperones,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I remember doing the prom. I had a real problem. I was 21 when I started teaching school, and there were 18-year-old senior girls who were...
Little conflict there.
Man, was that dangerous. But that's what I remember about being at the prom from the point of view of being a teacher. And the girls would, you know, this would have been the 70s, so I'm trying to think of what... There was one young girl... Named Randy Swirling. I can still remember her.
Stop giving names when you're going to tell stories about people.
She'd be flattered. I'm going to tell a bad story.
So the history of the prom?
Well, the history of the prom, I think what happens is that there's always this attempt to outdo one another.
Yeah.
The girls are trying to dress up or down more. I don't think the guys pay any attention to what they have for clothes. I think it's an awkward time for young men, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I think it's a very difficult time.
You don't know how to handle this situation.
Not at all. New, and there's an expectation that you do know how to handle it, and you don't.
So
at all.
The word prom obviously comes from promenade.
Thanks, Jeff. Yes.
Which is, when you come first. In the parading of the guests as they enter an event.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in 19th century American universities, they held the each year for the graduating class, and then teenagers kind of took it over back in the 40s and 50s. And a couple of neat things. President Kennedy had to reschedule a $1,000 a plate fundraiser at the Beverly Hilton to accommodate a local school who had had their prom scheduled for that same night.
Really?
And President Ford's daughter, Susan, had her high school prom at the White House.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so the Daily Poll on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com, just above the broadcast center where we have audio highlights from various conversations that we have with either our regulars or special people that we have on the air. And then every single program is archived. Every hour of every program is there. You'll get ours, this program from today, later on. Today it's usually about, Richie, about an hour after the...
Yeah,
program
not even that
yeah.
long.
All right. Check it all out. Keep in touch at DougStefan.com. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm Brett Larson. Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean. Beyond closets, drawers, and shaking out rugs, don't forget to clean the things you've ignored the rest of the year, indoors and out. A little help from the right cleaning products will get your home ready. Take your refrigerator. When was the last time you cleaned it out? Wash surfaces with a solution of 3/4 cup of Clorox regular bleach per gallon of soapy water. Let the solution stand 5 minutes, then rinse and air dry. Bust out the Clorox disinfecting wipes to hit hard-to-reach spots like the top shelves of bookcases and the corners of cupboards. Heading outside to plant spring flowers, disinfect tools and pots to prevent the spread of any plant diseases or bacteria that might be lingering from last season. Wash and rinse pots and tools thoroughly, then soak for 5 minutes in a solution of 3/4 cup Clorox regular bleach per gallon of water. Rinse again to complete. For more spring cleaning tips like these, visit Clorox.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car, and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Brooke Ellison!
Determination. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
All right, so we have the poll at DougStefan.com. Lots of great stories in the headlines. The sad reality of Robin Gibb being close to the end is something that bothers me as a fan of the Bee Gees. So everybody maybe hold a good thought for Robin Gibb today. 51 after on Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
What a ridiculous movie.
Love Chuck this. Curry is here. Movie time. He's our movie man. This is I'm Going to Be 500 Miles.
Yeah, it's a great song.
By the Proclaimers from the movie Benny and June.
Wow.
Which is the number one movie during this week in 1993. So, Chuck, what do we need to remember? I seem to remember being turned off by it, but I don't remember that much about it.
I remember liking it. Johnny Depp was really good, and an actress named Mary Stuart Masterson was.
Oh yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
And I always liked her. She was in the John Hughes movie, Some Kind of Wonderful.
Yeah.
Opposite to Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, no, she's pretty attractive
and
kind of on it. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so a number one movie, number one song this week in 1993. Movie music is how we get started with movie magic. And Tucker, if nothing else, is movie magic. He has the list of the top draws at the box office over the weekend. By the way,
I went to see three movies over the weekend.
Good for you. What did you see?
One was the first on the Friday afternoon, me and my wife went to see the horror film The Cabin in the Woods. I must say I loved it. It really redefines the genre. Very entertaining film. I think what worked about it, they cast Richard Jenkins, who was nominated for an Oscar for the movie The Visitor, and Bradley Whitford, who was on The West Wing,
yeah.
in major supporting roles. And they're both terrific and really elevated the film.
He was in a horror movie? Bradley Whitford in a horror movie?
Yeah, actually, the Josh Wedlin, who does Buffy the Vampire Slayer, did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and directing The Avengers, wrote the part for him. It was actually filmed in 2009, 2 years ago, just being released now, but it's getting great reviews. Well worth seeing if you like the genre. And then I took my wife and daughter to see The Three Stooges on Saturday night. I thought the three actors who played Mo, Larry, and Curly, including Sean Hayes, were absolutely terrific. I applaud them, but as a whole, it just didn't work as a movie for me. I thought it sort of was mediocre, and halfway through, I had enough. But I will say one thing. Family audiences went to see it, and they applauded at the end, so what do I know? And then I went to see this art house film called We Need to Talk About Kevin, which is a art house version of The Bad Seed. This kid is just a horrible person in this movie. Tilda Swinton's the star. I liked it a lot, but it has some problems. But still, if you like that type of stuff, recommend it. So that's what I did this weekend.
All right, good for you. And you'll run down the list of the top, the box office favorites after I present a number of clues associated with a movie. This is probably something right out of your genre, because this is one of those movies that when you see it, you are creeped out by it. All right, everybody ready?
Sure.
Right. You win the prize if you identify the movie that comes from this list of clues. James Stewart, Raymond Burr, Broken Leg, Photographer. You got to go back a ways. Chuck, you know the movie?
Sure.
James Stewart, Raymond Burr, Broken Leg, Photographer. Everybody who knows, raise your hand, or better yet, call 800. You got it, Richie?
No.
You're the only one who isn't. Heather's got it.
I do.
Chucker's got it. 800-510-8255. Never won before in Movie Moments. Help yourself if you can identify that movie. The clues again: Raymond Burr, James Stewart, Broken Leg, Photographer. 800-510-8255 at the swell prize. While Chucker gives us a list of the winners this weekend.
For the fourth straight weekend, Doug, The Hunger Games, number one, $21.5 million. The film's done $337 million here.
Whew.
Domestically, that's a lot of coin. But believe it or not, overseas it's done a little over almost $200 million. So it's made more domestically than overseas, which is somewhat unusual for a blockbuster status. Number two was The Three Stooges, outperforming its tracking, $17.1 million in business opening to a decent start. The horror film, again, The Cabin in the Woods, placed third, $14.8 million. Titanic 3D, 11.6. $44 million in 2 weeks of release. Pretty solid numbers for a reissue. And number five was American Reunion, 10.6, $39.9 million in 2 weeks of release. Not bad, but the budget, believe it or not, was $50 million. It's a lot of money on the comedy. One other bit of news, the B-Action, The Lockout, placed ninth. Pretty much bombing to $6.2 million in business.
All right, go through them again quickly, one through five.
The Hunger Games, number one. Three Stooges, number two. The Cabin in the Woods, three. Titanic, 3D, four. And American Reunion round out the top five.
All right, Jennifer is in Bellefontaine, Ohio. Bellefontaine, excuse me, I got to pronounce it correctly. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. All right, what's the name of that movie?
The Rear Window.
Rear Window, James Stewart, Raymond Burr. What do you remember about that movie, Chuck?
Well, I know it's been remade loosely a few times. Shia LaBeouf's Suburbia was almost a remake of it, a reworking. It's a really good film.
Jennifer, good job. Thank you.
For years.